In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. So, what a week. It started one way, and it ends a totally different way. But that shows us that everything in this world changes. First of all, don't be too disturbed. Alliances that we have lived in our lifetimes were actually enmities in the generations before us. And those who really liked each other before aren't really seeing eye to eye at the moment. So the world changes. The world around us changes constantly. But there is one thing that doesn't change, and that is the presence of God in our midst. And the fact that God, who is in our midst, is above and beyond all of these changes. What our Lord challenges us to do today is not be distracted by the world. Don't be distracted by what changes around you, what alliances there are, who hates you, who loves you, who does good to you, and who persecutes you. You have one calling and one calling alone. And it is quite simple. It is to be as our Lord is. It is to love unconditionally. It is to forgive unconditionally. And it is to live like Him day to day unconditionally. Because if we do that, we have stability in that. It doesn't matter what changes around us. It doesn't matter what fashions change, what situations change, or indeed what parties do or don't change. Because the stability comes from within us. As Christians, we are those who not only believe in Christ, but follow in His footsteps and carry the Holy Spirit within us. He is the one who gives us that strength and that certainty. That certainty that says, I don't need someone to be nice to me to be nice back. I don't need someone to love me for me to love that person. I don't need to be forgiven to forgive. It's what makes me who I am. You know, we're told to always go against the grain, because that's what's important. Don't always conform. But we conform to the bad things, we conform to the bad habits, we conform to the negativities of being reciprocal, of giving evil to evil, anger to anger, a lack of forgiveness to a hostility. That's not what we're called to do. Our calling is purely countercultural. To love when it hurts the most. To forgive when it makes no sense. To be Christ-like when it costs you. Because we see people who are paying that price every day, merely for being children of their Heavenly Father. So today we stand with them, and we stand in the teachings of our Lord, saying whatever comes, whatever happens, we are who we are. Our nature is our nature. Our model is our model. And the life we live is unchanging, regardless of what we face. Because the hostility, the hatred, the anger, the lack of forgiveness surely makes what we do infinitely more important, infinitely more effective, and infinitely more transformational to this world that we live in. And glory be to God forever. Amen.